Exercise 3, page 68. You will hear five people talking about American or Canadian high schools. For each person, write one or two sentences with the main point of the interview. Josh.
When I was in high school, there was a rift between those who did play sports because it seemed like those students who did play sports got a lot of more recognition within the school, whereas those who were just, even if they were very good at academics, didn't receive that same sort of recognition because the competitions weren't as high up. If you were the math champion for the city, you'd get a nice plaque, but I don't think anyone would go around jumping up and down saying, "This guy's the hero of our school." Whereas for sports, yeah, I can see that happening. I went to a strict Catholic high school, so we all wore uniforms, so there was no distinguishing factors that would separate visually who was involved with sports and who was not. I think that was a good thing. I'm kind of glad that I went to school with uniforms, because it really stopped any stratification between those who could afford, say, better clothes, or those who were in sports.
Timothy.
I don't know that I had the most typical high school experience. We were a fairly homogenous community, didn't have a lot of difference between people, and we were also a university town, so academics and cultural activities were really valued almost as much, if not more so, than athletics. So we had a very even mix of the athletic kids were really honored and really recognized, both in the community and in the school, and the academic and the performing arts students were also very highly recognized throughout the community. So I think that typically in America, athletics do tend to receive a lot more emphasis and a lot more funding and a lot more just attention from schools than several other areas that students enjoy participating in. No actual incidences of violence, but we did have a couple of bomb threats. One of my classmates in particular, who I wouldn't call a friend, but an acquaintance, because we had had several English classes together, was actually suspended from school because of something he had written in his notebook, his math notebook. And that was really frustrating to see, because he was very much an intelligent guy, and beneath the rough exterior that he showed, he was a really thoughtful and cool guy. And I'm actually frustrated, you know, that people overreacted to the situation, but I understand why they needed to do it. So,
Jessica.
I'm not surprised by shootings in high school. I think that teenage years are a very difficult time in people's lives. There's hormones that are raging and pressure from society, pressure from your parents, pressure from your school. I think the hours that are expected of a teenager in America are completely horrendous. You have to wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning, be at school by 7 for your classes to start at 7:30. You're in school until 2 o'clock with only half an hour for lunch, and then you have school sports starting at 3 o'clock, and they last until 5 o'clock, and then you have to go home and get your homework done by the next morning. And it's just this cycle, and it just wears kids out. And I can understand how these building pressures are causing stress and teenage angst and depression. And I mean, kids need an outlet, and kids need time to release all these feelings of insecurity and unstableness. And I mean, college is really the area where people kind of grow out and make themselves who they are for the rest of their lives. And that's really when people become the individuals that they are, I think. But high school was a very tough time for every American, I think. Even the prom king and prom queen.
Anita.
My school had, like, the most gorgeous color combination of hospital green. No, I mean, high school, what to say about it? 2,000 kids, about 400 to 500 in each grade. Start when you're 14, finish when you're 18, and you know, it was just a really awkward time in everyone's life. And since I went to high school in a place that had such a high opinion of itself as the second best public high school in the state and one of the best public high schools in the country, that everyone in the school was more or less aware that this was a stepping stone to college. And that you were, everyone was going to go to college. We were luckily one of the few places in the U.S. where I could say my entire graduating class was going to go to college. And so everyone very much, it wasn't glorified in the way you see it glorified in Hollywood by my classmates, because everyone saw it as just the next step towards their university, and university was going to be that awesome time in your life. All those movies where they talk about the dance being that big thing was never like that where I went to high school. It was very much a, I guess it was just an awkward time in everyone's life. It wasn't bad, wasn't great. There is still no money in the world that will send me back.
Mary.
I enjoyed high school. When I look back, it's something that was, it was really fun. At the time, I would always think about, oh, I wish I wasn't here. I wish I was doing something else. But we really did have, we had a lot of fun. And my school was much smaller. My graduating class was 80. And we started school 7th through 12th grade, which is 12 years old through 18 years old. We were in the same school, and we all participated in the same sports and activities. And that's what we had a much bigger range of students, but much smaller size. And what I really liked is the extracurricular activities and the variety of classes that we got to take. Our school was able to offer some really cool things. But I really enjoyed, I think the extracurricular activities kept people in school, and which is different from where Anita, she said that people were at her school was a stepping stone for university, and that's not how my school really was. It was, they tried to promote, you know, higher education afterwards, but a lot of students have gone on to vocational, more of technical university type of things or working. But there are students that go to university out of my school, but it wasn't as an emphasis. It was more, let's try to get these kids to school and keep them entertained and socialize them and make them good people, and it, versus having them become, you know, the future of tomorrow. Whereas-